Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, one sure sign of spring is that the tulips have arrived. Maybe a few in your garden. There's certainly plenty of bunches for sale in the supermarket. So where do they come from? And if you buy some, what's the best way to make them last? JP Tanner is owner of Arbor Blooms in Dublin. Good afternoon, JP.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Where are all these grown?
Majority are grown in Holland. 2.3 billion.
Right.
Are grown for the cut flower market in the Netherlands.
And so, are there any grown in Ireland?
There's only one grower I knew of, but they closed down this year due to increasing costs. So I'm not aware of anyone else within Ireland that grow tulips.
Right. Okay. So they would they be entirely then coming from Holland?
A lot. There's a lot. They. You know. They, 2.3 billion tulips are grown for the cut flower market. And probably about 60% are exported throughout the world. So the Dutch themselves use quite a bit.
Right. When they export flowers like that, is there any steps that they take to preserve them so they're not kind of completely dead by the time they arrive here?
Just refrigeration mainly. So we buy fresh flowers in Holland, say, on a Monday morning. And we have it in Ireland or in Dublin at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon.
Okay. And then how long would you expect them to live for, to last?
So we typically give people with soft spring flowers like tulips or daffodils and stuff like that, about 7 days, 5 to 7 days. With a few care tips, you can get a lot longer out of it. So, for example, if you use clean water in a clean vase, change the water every couple of days, you're going to get longevity out of your flowers. Any flowers, not just tulips, but like roses, lilies, whatever it is, you're going to get longevity if you look after it.
And why is it? Why? What happens to the water that if you don't change it?
The biggest thing is bacteria. Bacteria build up in the water.
Right, okay.
So on arrival, when you buy your flowers, you should really get a little sachet of flower food off your florist or off your supermarket or whatever it is. And you cut your flowers. It's very important you cut the flowers 2 to 3 centimetres off the bottom at an angle, 45-degree angle, because if you leave you just cut straight across and put to the bottom of the vase, it'll find it hard to suck in the water, you know? So if you cut at a bit of an angle, it's going to allow the water to suck up and it's much easier for the flowers, you know?
Yeah. And if you keep them in a window, will they last longer?
No. So think about it. If it's in the light, in direct sunlight, or in really warm conditions beside a radiator, they're not going to last that. So flowers like cool conditions. So at the same time, you know, you need to enjoy the flowers. You need to be able to see them. So put them somewhere where light's too short. You need to put them somewhere where you're going to get long, you know, you're going to get to see them, you know, bring the joy into your life.
Yeah, of course. And
tulips will go towards the light. So you can rotate the vase. So if you want straight tulips, rotate the vase. Tulips are one of those flowers that continue to grow in the vase.
Ah, right. And they'll be leaning towards the light every time. So
Exactly.
You don't want them flopping over.
No.
And you know that old thing about putting a coin in with them? Is there anything to do with that?
Not really. Like, they're old wives' tales. Like, but we would find the best thing to do is change the water every 2 days. Make sure you put it in a clean vase. So when you're changing the water, give the vase a good rinse and put fresh water, and then cut a little piece off again, and then straight back into the vase, cool water. And then biggest thing to remember is take out the dead foliage, or the dead as the week goes on, or if you're getting into 10 days, take the older flowers out and you still have a beautiful bunch of flowers in it.
Ah, right. And how much, and for you in the shop now, that, like, how long is tulip season, so to speak?
So tulips, actually, believe it or not, you can get tulips all year round now. Mm. But the season itself would tend to run from about January through to about April time, April, May.
Right, so actually we'll be, next month we're coming to the end of it then.
Yeah.
And then you
still can get them. You can still get tulips, but the main bulk of the tulip, you're in the tulip season now.
Yeah. And so then come the summer, like, is it mostly about the summer for you, in the sense that, like, you know, so many things come into bloom?
Yeah, absolutely. And then obviously it's less energy. So flower prices should be cheaper when you're in, you know, in general in the summer months because the less energy is used to grow them. So when we go into peony season in the summertime, peony roses are really popular in the summer months. You go into sunflowers. And there's a lot of Irish individual, like the Irish growers that would grow like a small amount of flowers that you would get at local markets and your local florist that they you could go and like stock, stuff like that.
Oh, right. And would they, like, because I was going to ask you, is it difficult to find Irish growers or they're fairly small scale?
They're fairly small scale. The more bespoke individuals that would grow on a much smaller scale. So, but it's something that we're looking into is to try and get a group of all Irish cut flower growers together and now form a hub that you can provide sustainable flowers then to the Irish people.
Yeah, that would be nice if that were possible. But you already said that the only large-scale tulip producer has packed it in. I assume it's hard to make money doing this, is it?
Yeah, it is in the wintertime, but in the summertime, you have the benefit of longer daylight hours, you know, so and then sun as well, so it really helps.
Yeah. And so then, like, come September then in October, what would you normally be stocking then?
Lilies, roses, you know, centini, chrysanthemums. There's lots of flowers, like literally thousands and thousands of flowers that you can import. And it's not just from Holland anymore. You import flowers from Colombia, from Kenya, all over the world. And they all go through Holland. Holland's like the hub of the whole world.
All right. Crikey, they come from Kenya.
Kenya, yeah.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. So then do you have to like make a choice about what you're going to take and what you're not going to take? Like, are there kind of flowers
within
out there?
Reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, within reason. So, like, you generally you have your staple flowers that you know, that you'd know customers would buy on a week-to-week basis and they, you know, they'd have longevity. And so you'd buy, we'd also have refrigeration. So most flower shops now would have some element of refrigeration. So you can, you know, and it's accessible as well. We have local wholesalers here in Ireland that, you know, flowers could go and buy flowers on a regular basis. So it's not just that you have to buy in Holland. You can go to your local wholesaler and buy flowers there too every day if you wish.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Louise, says, I did a flower arranging course a few years ago and was told to always put a drop of bleach in the water. Seems to work well, does it?
Yes and no. Yeah, it'll do no harm provided it's only a drop, but it's still going back to use a clean vase, use clean water and change the water every 2 days. I mean, you won't have to do anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect. Definitely don't let, I'm sure some of your listeners will have come across a smelly vase. They just leave the water and leave the flowers in it and then bacteria builds up inside it. And that's what happens. It gets really, really smelly, you know?
Yeah. Ooh. JP, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was JP Tanner, their owner of Arbor Blooms in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.